write smart. When would you use write smart?
Well, that's just a local expression.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to pick up, I did an interview at night once, and I played it back the next day, and I heard the crickets outside. They were coming through strong and clear.
Yeah?
You know, outside the house. You don't even hear them. You get so used to them.
Yeah, right. That's just who you grow.
Mm-hmm. But I turned it back on.
I have everything you're thinking about. I picked it up.
Mm-hmm. And not only the crickets, do you say piccata or potato? You say potato. My dad, who's from Mississippi, taught me to say piccata. And everybody else I've ever met says potato. And I've often wondered how many people actually say piccata. But it's that insect that has the buzzing, you know, the steady drone.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there in the evening. Yeah, that's a different thing, though, isn't it? Katie did the green, grasshopper-like. Yeah, but a Katie did had a different kind of sound. Because Katie did sort of describe the way Katie did. Katie did. Show this, you know, the noise that they made.
Vibration.
Yeah. I would ask you what people used to do on Halloween.
What
all did you used to do on Halloween?
Halloween, well, it was the streetcar track. Cars sitting up the hill, streetcars.
Yeah.
I hooked the horse and buggies and the sidewalk and the sidewalk off the horse pole, maybe. I didn't have a stretcher. We used to stretch a wire across the sidewalk. With a stick in, so it hit you. I didn't do that. It was not transportation, mostly.
Thin wire that people wouldn't see.
Well, they stick them when it hit you in the eye or something, across the sidewalk. I tripped them on ankle length.
Mm-hmm.
That was dirty. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly just stuck traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And a false alarm fire department. I didn't do that before this. You know, I had a false alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I called the fire department on the cell phone. There wasn't no fire. Different thing. Anything to get swept.
Did they ever damage or play tricks on houses like they do now?
Well, sometimes they throw paint against the house or something. I'll break a window, throw a rock in the house. I never did hear them put pins and candy and so forth, like
they
did
in
something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear that.
No, I'm the driver of it, though.
Actually, 10 years ago.
Because we used to go over our neighborhood and get apples and popcorn balls and molasses balls and things like that.
And put bugs or something in it and pick
pins
or something.
I don't think
that's right.
Yeah. But you didn't ever go out for candy or...
No, I didn't trick or treat.
When did that come in?
Well, I imagine in the last 50, 60 years. It's a rivalry, I think. Right in the old way, you know, called it. Right in the old. You don't give us something, we don't do something in your place. Have your swing doors when I was kind of old or something.
Yeah.
I put a few shrubs and go down the street. Take a swing off and hang on somebody else's porch.
One thing they used to do back in my neighborhood was to roll your yard. You know, they take toilet paper out.
Yeah, they did it right here.
Throw it all up in the trees and everywhere so you couldn't get it down. They'd expect to do that if it were a rainy night, so that the rain would get all tangled up.
See that in there, and
the trees even more.
Well, they keep thinking now, they couldn't do that this year.
Yeah.
I didn't hear of any damage done in the fiscal this year at all, because it might have been, but I didn't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting more mild, I think they're getting away from it. Because the colored people mostly do it. Well, we never saw more, but the fine neighborhood, I don't think it does well.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbor calling on neighbor, I imagine.
Okay. So what do you call